and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, in our recent study, we've been looking at Psalm 27, and I've titled this, Whatever the Battle there is Hope. And you and I, as saved people, need to understand this, that we don't have to go about wringing our hands and just wishing for something to take place in our lives to help us. All we have to do is go to the Lord, because He is our help. He is the one that takes care of us. Now, you as an unsaved person, the hope that you have is in Jesus Christ. And that is the only hope that's going to take you to heaven. Well, that hope becomes real once you've trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He is the way to heaven. The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. But it goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And don't believe someone when they say there is more than one way to heaven. There is only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. And that's how you go to heaven, is by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Lord, I've done wrong in my life. Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. Lord, I know I can't save myself. I know I can't go to heaven on my own, but I need you to save me, Lord. Please come into my heart. When you pray a prayer like that, God says He's going to save you. As to many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, or the children of God. To those people, He says, I will never cast out. They will never be cast out. They've come to me, and I am now their Heavenly Father. So if you've not trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I pray that you'll do that before it's too late. We're not promised tomorrow's or the next breath. We're not promised tomorrow or even the breath after I speak to you today. You're not promised the next breath. What is your life? It is even a vapor, the Bible says, that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You need to be saved. You need to ask Jesus Christ into your heart. Trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Now, saved person, you may be going through a difficult time right now. I don't know what the battle you're going through is, but God knows all about it. And He's written to us in the book of Psalms. Now, I think of David as I look into the book of Psalm, how that David was a man after God's own heart. But David still had problems. He not only fought outward problems, but he fought inward problems within himself, I'm sure. You and I today, we face many problems the same as David did. But David had put his trust and his faith in the Lord to take care of those problems. Why? Because he was a saved man, and he knew that God could take care of him. Now, I'd like for us to look in Psalm 27 once again and read a few verses. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6, we've been looking at, and we've looked at a few of those verses now, but let me go back and read verse 1, and it says, A Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We don't have to be afraid today, because God is our salvation. We don't have to fear of going to hell, those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. We're going to heaven, and we really don't have anything to fear in this life. Things may get rough, but we have hope and confidence in our Lord, because the Lord is our strength. And David said that in verse 1. He's the strength of our life. He was the strength of David's life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, verse 2 says, even mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Are you still alive today? Well, I know you're listening to me right now, or you're reading something that I've written. You're alive right now, and though someone comes along and wants to kill you, you're still alive. God has taken care of you up to this point, and no one's killed you yet. you're still around. You've survived this long. And notice the verse again, 27:2 says, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Things come into our lives and we're still here. We've survived because of God. Psalm 27:3 says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Some people are afraid of war today. Some people are afraid of being destroyed by some nuclear blast or whatever takes place in, is around us that is called war. But we don't have to worry about that. If war comes, and let's say that something happens to kill this old body, well, we're going to be with the Lord. It makes no difference what kind of battle we're facing. God is there, and God is the hope of each one of us. That hope, by the way, is real. That hope is not just a wish. It is a hope that is true, that is real. It is in the Lord. David says in Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. We don't have to pray a prayer like that. We just need to thank God that we will be in His house all the days of our lives. We have eternal life right now. It began the moment that we trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that ensured me that I'm going to be in the house of the Lord forever. And one day it's going to be me face to face with my Lord and Savior. I'm going to be with Him one day, and nothing's going to stop that. And notice verse 5 of Psalm 27. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Well, we don't have to fear of things coming into our lives. We don't have to fear the things that most people would fear as human beings. Now, we're still human, and certainly we're going to have fears as human beings, but then that hope kicks in, that hope of knowing that Jesus Christ, He's going to take care of us. And not only does our confidence in the Lord provide hope, and our commitment to the Lord provide hope, but our comfort in the Lord provides hope. Now, I've read verse 5, and notice I'm going to read it again now. God has a sheltered place for us, according to Psalm 27 and verse 5. It says, for in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Jesus Christ, God is setting us up. He is taking care of us. He's put us on solid ground, and nothing can knock us off of that rock. Nothing can take that from us. We're there. Our hope is in the Lord, and He's the one who wins the battles of our lives. As the battles of life rage around us, we can safely be tucked away in our King's pavilion. Now, I've said this before, that the Bible tells us that your life is hid with Christ in God. Nothing can touch us. Nothing can touch our souls because we're on our way to heaven. There could not be a safer place than in God's pavilion, in Him. He is the one who surrounds us with safety. Well, God has a secret place for us as well, according to Psalm 27 and verse 5. And as we read on and we look in Psalm 27, verses 5 and 6, it says, for the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. And verse 6, the first part of that verse says, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Well, not only does God have a sheltered and secret place for us, God has a secure place for us. David has the assurance that even when life threatens to overtake him, the Lord will set him on a rock, a place that is unchangeable, powerful, and unmovable. And then, of course, this rock he refers to is none other than the Lord Himself. And the rock referred to in these verses, Psalm 27, 5, and 6, is a great rock. It is a rock that juts out far above the battles going on below. It allows those who ride its heights to rise far above the tumult beneath. Well, being secure in the Lord is the gift to all those who know Him. And we are promised that we have a place of refuge that will lift us far above the stormy seas that would threaten to drown us. We have all in all in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Like the eagle who takes us, we look at the eagle, and just like that eagle who takes refuge above the storm until it is past, those who abide in him are given grace that bears them higher than the storms and keeps them safe until the danger has passed. Those who wish to rise above their circumstances are given wings to do so. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." We have confidence in our Lord, and no matter what the battle is, we have the hope, and that hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who takes care of us. Well, not only does God have a sheltered, secret, and secure place for us, God has a special place for us. Notice, and I'm going to read Psalm 27 and verse 6, but notice especially the second part of that verse. First it says, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me." The next part says, "Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Now when I sing, the angels of heaven weep. When I sing, the staff, the flags of heaven fly at half staff. But thank God, when I sing, I'm singing to the Lord. And I'm not going to sing right now, but I sing. You know, you can sing without even opening your mouth. You can sing with your heart praises to God. Well, David says that he will worship the Lord. He will praise the Lord because of the things the Lord has done for him, because the Lord has lifted him above the battles, because the Lord has hidden him away in the secret place, because the Lord sheltered him away from the terrors of the battles. He will praise his name. What a lesson to us. When hope has turned to reality in our lives, when the Lord has come through for us again and delivered us from the enemy, we should be quick to praise him and offer to him the worship and adoration he deserves. When he brings us through our battles, he will put us in a special place from which we can exalt his lovely name. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. What is the best way to pray? The apostles asked the Lord, "Lord, teach us to pray." And I believe the way we praise to the Lord is to realize who he is. He's the God who created all things. He's the only wise, true God. He is deserving of all of our prayers. If that is a word, I don't know, deserving. But he deserves our highest praise. He is the one who is the creator. He's the one that we should say, "Lord, I praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me life. And thank you, Lord, not only for giving me the breath of life in this body, but thank you for giving me the breath of life that saved me, the breath that comes from you. And I know one day I'm going to be with you in heaven because I've trusted you as my Lord and Savior. And therefore, Lord, I'm not going to fear. I'm going to live for you. And whatever comes into my life, I know that you're the hope that I have. You're the one who takes care of me. And I'm going to serve you all the days of my life." I ask you today, would you pray that prayer? "Lord, use me. Help me, Lord, to serve you more today than I did yesterday." God will bless you in his service.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.